In the mid-50s, two men knocked over a kerosene stove during a fight at a concert. After fleeing the blaze, the guitar player realized he left his beloved Gibson inside. B.B. King then ran in and saved it. He later learned that the fight was over a woman named Lucille, and ever since, his guitars have borne that name. You can find Lucille at the Hard Rock in Hollywood, Florida. Thousands of other priceless pieces of rock history can be found at Hard Rock cafes, casinos, and hotels around the world. To learn more, visit hardrock.com.
Little Steven's Underground Garage's coolest conversations, presented by Hard Rock Cafe, hosted by the Mighty Manfred.
This is the Mighty Manfred with you in Little Steven's Underground Garage, and it's time for your coolest conversations, presented by Hard Rock. Thanks for listening, and please remember to follow and subscribe, rate, and review. My guest is Steve Cataldo. He's a creative force behind Boston's long-running Nervous Eaters, active originally back in the 1970s. In 2020, they had an album on Wicked Cool Records called Monsters and Angels, and the new single Vampire is available from the label as well. It's also a recent coolest song in the world. We'll hear some of it now, followed by my chat with Steve on your coolest conversations presented by Hard Rock in Little Steven's Underground Garage. With you in Little Steven's Underground Garage, and it's time for your coolest conversations. Joining me is Steve Cataldo, lead vocalist and rhythm guitarist in the legendary Boston band The Nervous Eaters. Their latest single, Vampire, is out on Wicked Cool Records, and it's our coolest song in the world this week. It's from their upcoming full-length due out sometime this fall. Hey, Steve, how are you?
Hi, thanks. Good to be here.
Yes, well, thanks for joining me again. Congrats on the new single, your coolest song in the world, Vampire. So tell us about Valerie. Valerie's a vampire, right?
Right. Valerie has shaded eyes. She wore sunglasses constantly because she was a daywalker. Her motto was, sundown's her town, everybody's going down.
Well, when did you write it?
Oh, geez, I wrote that about 3 years ago.
So Valerie, she's kind of a composite character of these ladies you've met before?
Yes, that's right. A lot of times they're all composites, you know, I'm a reporter.
Well, I know we spoke once before, but can you remind us, when did you start playing guitar?
About 14.
And was there any particular moment or something you saw or something you heard that spurred you on to do that? Or was it just sort of generally people playing music and you wanted to be part of it?
Well, I had a friend down the street. He was a lot older than I was, and he had a Fender Stratocaster. When I saw it, just something just happened. It just, that's for me. I like it. And I think my first guitar was a Kent. I made quick work of that, soldering it up and stuff, parts that I didn't like on it. His guitar was beautiful, his Stratocaster, and he taught me some chords and stuff. And then my next door neighbor started playing guitar. The craze started hitting. A little after Elvis, And I had another neighbor who decided to get rid of a lot of her 45s, and she gave them to me, which was great. Jerry Lee Lewis and Elvis and stuff, so that was pretty cool. But my dad had a lot of records, 78s and 33s in the attic. And the attic was unfinished and everything, but there was a nice Bogan turntable there, so I listened to just about everything, classical music, jazz, odd stuff, Sons of the Pioneers.
And so when you got the guitar, you're learning some chords. When did you form like your first band or play in a first band?
Well, it wasn't too long after that, 15 or so. We started just making noise. We'd sit out on the porch and so the whole neighborhood could hear us.
Lucky them.
Yeah, really. We never got any complaints, but I mean, I started off on drums. I had this bass drum that was like a parade drum, not really a bass drum, but I turned it into a bass drum and some odds and ends. But I couldn't really lead the band very much on the drums, and whoever was playing guitar, they were all learning too. So I said, well, I better switch. So I decided to pick up the guitar, and then I started writing songs. And then it was easier to make them up than trying to figure them all out. For me, anyways. So.
Well, when did you, when and where did you record Vampire?
Vampire? We recorded it at Lake West with Jack Gauthier. So that was just a little while ago. What, a year and a half ago?
Yeah. Did you record the rest of the album there as well at the same time?
Yeah, we only did a few basic tracks at Q Division in a studio in Boston, and then we came to Jack's and finished it, did all the rest there.
Is there a title yet for the upcoming full-length?
It's called Rock and Roll Your Heart Away.
Now, is that also a title of one of the songs or not?
Yes, it was. Originally, it was called 528, which was the address of the rat. It's about the Rathskeller. Steve Van Zandt said, well, you know, this is probably be a lot better if you call it Rock and Roll Your Heart Away. So,
and how many tracks are on the upcoming album?
I think there's 10. And we did four or five digital singles as well. So there's 15 altogether, but there's just 10.
Well, that's cool. And they're all your own compositions?
Yes. Adam Sherman, who's a new addition to the band, he has two songs on the album. And one digital single.
Oh, well, cool. Well, I was going to ask, speaking about additions to the band, the new single's got Brad Helene on bass, but you've got a new bass player in the lineup now, Carissa Johnson. I know she also fronts her own band locally. How did you meet her, and how did she wind up in the group?
She did a lot of photography for us. Adam's known her for a long time, and I got along with her really well. She's an excellent writer, excellent musician, singer, and she's really busy. She's all over the place, New York, Los Angeles, back to Boston. And Brad's a really busy guy. He's in a bunch of blues all-stars called the Wicked Lowdown, the Knickerbocker All-Stars. He's in a lot of groups, and he moved on to those bands. And Carissa was always interested in the Nervous Eaters, and we asked her if she wanted to join, and she said, yeah.
Well, very cool. I saw that online that you have a gig happening Saturday, March the 23rd at Berlin in New York City. Is that the next upcoming gig?
Yes, it is, yeah. We're looking forward to that.
Right. So Carissa will be on the bass for sure then.
Yeah, sure will, yeah.
Cool. Well, we're going to go out with the B-side to the new single Vampire, a song called Knockdown Day. I have to say, man, it's just, you know, just really emotionally charged, powerful song. I'm assuming you wrote it, correct?
No, Adam wrote that.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Adam was in a group called Private Lightning when he first started out. They did really well in Boston. He's a great songwriter. He's put out many solo LPs and CDs, and this is one of his tunes.
Oh, way cool. I love the chorus. But right now, Steve, I want to thank you for speaking with me on our Coolest Conversations.
Thank you.
Well, we're going to give a listen now to the new singles B-side. It's Knockdown Day from the Nervous Eaters here in Little Steven's Underground Garage.
till it's too late. The next round is a knockdown. The next round is a knockdown. The next round is a knockdown day.
That was a bit of Knockdown Day from the Nervous Eaters here in Little Steven's Underground Garage. It's a B-side to the new single, Vampire, out on Wicked Cool Records. This is the Mighty Manfred, and thanks again to the band's Steve Cataldo for speaking with me today. Thanks also to Sammy Semenza for producing our segment. Foreclosure is an L.A. area punk band made up of veterans from the scene, and they've been releasing a series of singles the past few months. Joining us to tell us about their efforts is lead singer Giz Laszlo. He's my guest next time around on Your Coolest Conversations, presented by Hard Rock in Little Steven's Underground Garage.
Sinks its teeth so gently, you may not notice till it's too late.
Buddy, you're a boy. Make a big noise playing in the street. I'm gonna be a big man someday. You got mud on your face, you big disgrace. Kicking your can all over the place.
Some things are better when they rock. The Seminole Hard Rock Hotels and Casinos rock around the clock with nonstop casino action, rooms fit for the king, pools, spas, restaurants, and clubs for every taste and temptation. Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino in Tampa or Hollywood, Florida. We will rock you.